This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, being brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, if you recall, we've been dealing with a drought for the past 2 years here in Iowa, and it seems that our state may have been suffering longer than others. But that doesn't mean we aren't getting any rain. It just means that harvest probably isn't the most convenient time to see rain showers appear. Of course, it isn't happening just here in the state. It's happening across the Corn Belt and in the other plain states. We hear from Ag Meteorologist Ryan Martin right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
Harvest in the Midwest did get off to an early start for a change, but hasn't been able to stay completely ahead of schedule. In fact, it's come back to about average or even behind average. Frequent bouts of showers have slowed the harvest pace, and Ryan Martin's an ag meteorologist out of Indiana, and he says harvest in the Corn Belt is just getting tougher because of the wetter weather patterns.
So the pattern to start the year was pretty doggone nice. We opened in September with several 4 or 5 day stretches of very good harvest weather. We're since now seeing a pattern change where we're getting a system, or in some cases, a couple of waves in a system every 4 or 5 days or so. So we're cutting our rain-free windows down to maybe 2 or 3, and then adding insult to injury on that, we have a scenario where with cooler temperatures, our evaporation rates are just not really cutting mustard at this point. And I think that we're going to be seeing that continue on through the end of October and into early November.
Thankfully, though, we seem to be getting a longer fall. Even as we speak today, we could see temperatures nearing 80 degrees in some parts of the state, but at least in the mid-70s in much of the state. However, rain showers are also going to be a large part of our upcoming forecast. Martin says that farmers are going to need every extra day of a longer fall that we can get.
This harvest now goes, for the remainder at least, into a drawn-out kind of phase. It's just going to be kind of dodge them on the showers and trying to cut high-moisture crops from here forward.
While many in the upper Midwest and the Plain States don't have a lot to harvest yet, they are going to see some more moisture coming in the next couple of days.
For example, here in the short haul, the next 10 to 14 days, there's a decent system that wants to come across Nebraska, Kansas, into Missouri, a little bit into southern Iowa. So I think we still have some rain coming through. Our windows of opportunity for harvest, if there's any left, and that's where it comes down to right now in the West, we're just looking at a much smaller percentage of crop left to harvest in that part of the world. But I think that there still are bigger opportunities there. Yes, there's moisture, but it's not nearly as often or frequent.
However, in contrast, farmers in the Delta states and the Deep South are completed with harvest, but are still looking for more rain shower activity to help them balance out some of the drier weather. This includes in the Mississippi River Valley, where levels are so low.
We do see some influxes of tropical moisture every now and again. The tropics, by and large, have been fairly quiet this season, at least down in the Gulf area. So I don't see that changing anytime soon. So we're looking at a couple of systems here over the next 2 to 2.5 weeks that can bring some moisture. But honestly, all things considered, there's not much down there. And you know there's not much down there because we're not seeing those lower Mississippi River levels come back at all at this point. Honestly, at this stage of the ballgame, that's why we want moisture in the Deep South. We want to try and get these watershed levels back up to fuel the Mississippi River rise.
There's more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.